I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
Mark Samuels, the founder of Basin Street Records, has survived great personal tragedy. He lost his wife in a car accident in 2000, and then his home to Hurricane Katrina in 2005. We interviewed Mark before COVID-19 hit us all. Mark was in the energy business when the idea to start a label emerged. His brother asked him to put together a jazz performance for a conference. One of the players Samuels reached out to was trumpeter Kermit Ruffins, beginning with a 1997 live recording of Kermit at New Orleans' Tipitina's Club.
The beginnings of this label were a result of Kermit's manager, Tom Thompson, asking me to borrow $5,000 to make a live record. The conversation turned toward, well, I don't want to just give you $5,000 to make a record. Why don't we start a label? So nights and weekends, we spent 6 weeks putting out flyers on cars, and we did all we could to pack Tipitina's in November 1997.
Smoking with some barbecue and hanging and swinging off every night. Red to light the grill, then bullets and rice on Monday nights. Tuesdays and Wednesdays is quite okay. We're gonna light the grill up anyway. We're smoking and reefers and BBQing every day.
The label idea actually began to mold after the release of Kermit's first record in February 1998. And I ran into Irvin Mayfield, a trumpet player, in March 1998. And I had read these great stories about this band that he had put together with Bill Summers and Jason Marsalis. And that band was Los Hombres Calientes. We started recording right after their House of Blues date on March the 13th. We laid down all the rhythm section tracks in the first week. Bill did all the rest of the magic, bringing in people like Cyril Neville and Philip Manuel and making a record that ended up winning the Billboard Latin Music Award for Latin Jazz Album of the Year.
Sets Basin Street Records apart from major labels or other independent labels?
What sets us apart is that nobody else has Kermit Ruffins. Nobody else has Los Hombres Calientes. Nobody else has Lena Prima. Nobody else is putting out the music of a man like Devel Crawford.
Let's talk about Devel a little bit. How do you put Devel Crawford on a record? He's an amazing, spirited, spiritual, mercurial, brilliant personality.
Devel could do so many different things, and My Gift to You is the name of his first record that he did, and we have, I think it's 45 or 50 musicians on that record. Everybody from Dr. John, Big Frida, Donald Harrison, Nicholas Payton, Steve Riley. It's a record that everybody should have. There's something on it for everybody. Been with our artists on a number of international dates, and it's appreciated everywhere. And just being from New Orleans, it's one of those few cities from anywhere in the world where you say you're from New Orleans and people are like, oh, cool, wow, that's awesome. The nice thing about being in New Orleans is we do have, I think it was 13 million visitors last year. So when you are an established artist like Kermit, you have an audience that it's almost like you're traveling every weekend, because a good 50% of his crowd at a place like the Blue Nile is from out of town. So he can tour without touring.
Have you ever been to New Orleans? It's the hottest
city that you've ever seen. Gotta love them red beans, gotta love them collard greens, way down south in New Orleans.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.